Hello and welcome to Talkin' Flicks. It's JT and Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello. How are you, JT?
Very well, thank you. Merry Christmas, ho, 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 and all that kind of jazz.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you. Here's another Christmas Day spending with you.
How do we keep doing this? How does this just keep happening? I mean, every year.
2 years in a row.
And you know what? I looked at the calendar this year and I thought, I don't have to see you on Christmas Day. I thought I was all good with that. And then all of a sudden we changed the dates. And
You did it on purpose, didn't you?
I know why you did it, because you want a really nice gift from me. Because I always give really well. Yeah.
You put a lot of thought in it.
And I know exactly what you've got me this year with our Secret Santa. By the way, who came up with that shit idea? bet it was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Like, Secret Santa, come on. There's only two of us.
Well, as usual, we'll give. You know what? I'm yet to get something from you that is just, I've really enjoyed. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, every year you just give me the same thing. So, what do you got me for this year? Or am I going to wait to find out?
You have to wait. Yeah, you got to wait till the end to find out. I'm not telling you now.
It's a thought that counts. No, I do love your gifts, Mr. Lee. All right, well, we've got a big show coming up. Let's do it. Let's talk about it.
It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, I feel so bad. I feel like it's Christmas Day and I'm ripping on you, Mr. Lee. I shouldn't be doing that.
I know. You should be nice, especially when I'm going to see Nan later on. Your Nan, she's going to say something to me when I'm sitting there at Christmas.
Mr. Lee, she's been drinking since yesterday afternoon, okay?
So. Yes. Well, she's going to really pay out on you.
yes. She's looking forward to you bringing over the... bringing over the roast, you know, which you promised her you'd do. So
I hope you've been cooking. I forgot about that.
Oh dear, you better get
what
going.
Shops are open?
Good luck. You got a few hours to go. we will be doing our Secret Santa a bit later on in the show. Mr. Lee and I will exchange our gifts. And Mr. Lee, our last normal Talkin' Flicks for 2025. So guess what?
Yeah, I can't believe it. You're not going to do it to me, are you?
Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
You are?
Yep. We're going back. No, we're going to look at the last 12 months. We've had some highs and lots of lows. more lows than highs. And we will be taking a look back at some of those real funny moments from the year that was. And we've done a lot this year, Mr. Lee. When we go back in time with our best bits or worst bits of 2025. That will be coming up a bit later on in the show. What else is happening today, Mr. Lee? What are we unpacking? We've got some new movies out. There's some great stuff for Boxing Day. So, obviously, cinemas closed today, but tomorrow they will be reopened. And when they do, some big movies. We'll take a look at those soon. Some top fives, our last ones to end the year. Mr. Lee will put on his tuxedo for some real news. And we'll see what's opening next week. So, it's all still to come. So much to get through. Let's get this thing started.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Okay, our first movie that opens on Boxing Day, as JT said just before, is Anaconda. Now, this is an action-adventure fantasy sci-fi, and it's also a bit of a thriller, it's a bit of a comedy, it's got a little bit of everything, and when you know Jack Black and Paul Rudd's in it, you know it's going to be a bit funny, but it's also a bit scary because what it is about two guys who love Anaconda, the movie, right? So what they want to do is they want to make a movie of it. And what they do is they go to the Amazon to make it, but a real anaconda comes onto the set and you can imagine what starts happening.
Oh, it's great. I love the scene. In the movie where there's over $2 million apparently the budget to make the film. They go to a bank to see how much money they can get, and it's not good. It's not good. It's hilarious. But, yeah, anyway, it looks great. Whether you're into a thriller or you love a good laugh, this you will love. This is Anaconda.
This is going to be the adventure of a lifetime. We've dreamed of making this movie ever since we were kids.
What does it cost to get this thing made?
$2.5 million.
We've approved a loan for up to $9,400.
Yes.
We're going to shoot it indie style.
Run and gun.
We
We need a riverboat, a script, a snake handler, and a real snake.
Claire, you and I will star in it.
I love you, Derek.
Kenny, you shoot it.
Here we go.
Doug, you direct.
Action! Put your face right up next to the snake.
No.
Bro!
Maybe it'll be okay.
Cutting.
This is Anaconda. And we no longer have a snake for our snake movie. We have to go out in the jungle and find another one.
What is that?
Oh my.
My anaconda.
We're in the middle of the jungle and we are being hunted.
My anaconda.
Now we die.
My anaconda.
It's okay, you're safe, I'm here. Holy shit. Keep rolling!
He's dead.
Oh, no. What are we gonna do?
What if we use Doug as bait to get back to the boat?
That's a really smart idea.
Doug would have wanted this.
I'm not sure he would have wanted this.
Oh, my God, the snake.
Matt!
He's alive.
I thought you checked his pulse!
He did!
Doug! He's right behind you! Ah. What the
hell is over there?
It's a long story. Run!
Yeah, it's Anaconda. I reckon Jack Black is outstanding in this. He just suits the role so perfectly. And he never changes, does he? He's always got the same look.
Can I just say, firstly, I don't like snakes. I just don't like anything like that. And it just hearing that again, that trailer. I've only watched a little bit of the trailer because I just went, nah, can't do any more. And I had my eyes closed even watching that. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, one of the presents I've got for you in my bag, Mr. Lee, is a little violin that you play on the plane. So I'll get that out for you, okay? And you can play it, all
yeah,
right?
Please do. Yeah, please do. I just can't do snakes. And I tell you, it's a massive anaconda.
Huge. So let me get this straight. So basically, they have this snake that they had for the movie. This snake dies. There's actually a real anaconda out there. And it chases them down. So,
yeah.
Oh, how good. So that is Anaconda, and that is out tomorrow at cinemas right across the country, and of course the 4 and 6 and Odeon 5. Now, next movie, Mr. Lee, out on Boxing Day is The Housemaid. This is Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried.
Yes, and it's actually a very interesting thriller because it's all about a lady who goes in to be the housemaid and looks after the kids and all that, and she has a bit of a dark past. But what she finds out is the family that she's living with may even have deeper secrets than what she does.
Oh, you sold that so well.
Did I? Oh, so good.
Better than the trailer. We're going to have to do it anyway, though.
Hi, Melody.
Hi, Mrs. Winchester.
Oh, please call me Nina. Come on in.
So why do you want this job?
I just really enjoy being a housemaid. For the right families. Of course.
You know this is a live-in position, right?
Ta-da! This is your room.
What do you think?
It's perfect.
Okay, good. I know I have good
judgment. So, would you like the grand tour? I know I have
good taste. See what you're getting yourself into?
The job is mostly cleaning, organizing,
some light cooking. Everyone makes
mistakes. Hello?
Millie's gonna be living with us.
She's gonna live with us.
Andrew, I told you that.
She'd be part of the family. I want you to feel safe here.
I do.
Theodore. You're a lifesaver. I don't know what I'd do without you. Millie.
I need this job. I can't lose it. I do not want to go back.
All I'm asking, baby. Please, 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 don't really good feeling about this, Millie.
Me too.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Housemate. That's a bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I love what they've done with Sabrina Carpenter's cool. music too in that. That's just amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant? The music is really, it's pushing it, and I think it's going to be a good movie. It is. It's from a book as well, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
I think pretty sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is. Look out for that one.
That is The Housemaid. Now, more of your type of movie, Mr. Lee. This is the one you're looking forward to on Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. It's the guy who lives in a... What does he live in? Why? We spoke about this last week.
Yeah, and we didn't do our research. He lives in a... Crappy hut? No, I don't know. SpongeBob the movie. It's a the hut, Search for SquarePants.
He lives in a hut under the sea, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, something like that. Isn't that really bad when... Here we are talking about, and we don't even know where he lives. That's really sad.
It's a good sea shanty.
Yeah, it is.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Pineapple. Yes, it Bob's is too. Pants.
How come we didn't know that? And we both got kids.
Yeah.
Well, yours are a bit older, but still, I mean, I'm sure Ethan and Aiden could very well sit down and watch SpongeBob. I'm sure they would thoroughly enjoy that. No, I'm guessing by that look on your face, maybe not. maybe they can review it for us.
Oh, they could. Now, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, we can only try. But yeah, I think this could be one of the biggest movies for Boxing Day because school holidays now.
Yep.
And kids looking for great family movies to go and see.
Yeah. And this is a family movie, and I think there's something in it for everyone. And I know when we've had the other SpongeBob movies play over the years, they have gone very, very well. We had some schools before they broke up watch this movie and they came out and said, yeah, it was really, really good. We had special advanced screenings last weekend for it and they went off. They were really great all around the place. So I think this is going to be probably, I know it's an early call, but I reckon tomorrow this is going to be the number one movie of the day.
Yeah, it has Boxing to be. Day. Yeah, it's going to be big. So if your kids love SpongeBob, they will love this. SpongeBob goes to the depths of the ocean and faces off against the ghost of the Flying Dutchman. I want to know more, Mr. Lee. Do you know more?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have a listen. Eh?
Okay. You're not going to sell it this time? Okay, that's
fine. Don't worry about it. We'll just... You did a great job.
I'll let the trailer do it this time. No, I'm not as good as you. Come on. It's Christmas. I'm being nice to you.
Squidward, want to hear my big news?
Let me go mark some time on my calendar.
Today's the day.
It is? Well, that's weird.
The hero's journey starts with one squish. What? The Flying Dutchman? The most pants-wettingly scariest ghost to ever roam the high seas? Oh, my lucky brick. Permission to come aboard, sir.
Me too?
Only if you put on some pants.
I'm taking you to the underworld.
Are you sure he's the one?
He's the key to unlocking my curse!
What are we laughing about?
Footbot's in danger! We gotta go save him!
Not bad. The entrance to the underworld is in the most horrible place imaginable.
Bikini Bottom High.
Ew. Nice ride.
Losers.
Don't make me call security.
I thought you were a big guy.
I am. I mean...
I am.
You dropped your lucky brick.
I don't have a lucky brick.
Dodge! I know I can do this. My intestines! What is happening?
I love it.
I did say Mike's on, Mr. Lee, there. You know,
I know. I love it.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing. It's so funny.
You like that though? It's, SpongeBob? Yeah, big fan?
Yes.
It's good.
I have a few questions. Mm. He obviously can breathe underwater, right?
Yes, that's exactly
now,
right.
Now, you know how sponges absorb water?
Oh, my
how
God.
How does that not absorb all the water?
Oh, I just
it'd be really heavy.
I just wish I had some comedy music to play right now because hold on, where's the sleeping button? You're right. He doesn't seem to take the water.
He bounces around and walks around quite easily, where a sponge is quite heavy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, have you watched much SpongeBob? I get the feeling you haven't. No.
So obviously, I'm way off.
I just love the song. I love the sea shandy. It gets me going every time. Do you reckon they will have that in the front of the movie?
Yeah, I reckon they will.
You reckon?
They have to. Because that's part of SpongeBob, isn't it?
Wouldn't you know? I mean, surely you've got the movie there right now, ready to go. I reckon you've seen it.
No, I wish I had now. So at least then I could say yay or nay. Say, you need to go see it to find out.
Well, you do need to go see it. It is out tomorrow. Make it a priority. Get the kids together. You know, you guys have had a big Christmas today, which, and tomorrow you can just go and relax and watch a movie. And if it's not one of those three movies, it could be Mr. Lee. What have you got? Because I'm missing it from my sheet, so I'm hoping you've got them there.
We've got heaps of movies. Look, Avatar, Fire and Ash, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, Nuremberg, Wicked for Good, and Zootopia 2 are all playing this week in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. So check your...
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
As I was just saying, check your local cinema website for box office times.
Oh, boy.
You just really want to get to lunch, don't you? You want to go.
I want to get to our best bits. I want to get the best bits. And so can we make this quick, please, Mr. Lee?
Yes. No worries at all.
No. Let's do some top fives. Now, this is where we go around the world. We look at what's doing really well in certain countries. Mr. Lee generally tells us where we're going, and he gets to go somewhere really cool. Where are you off to this week?
Well, I'm actually off to a place where I've got some friends right now visiting Switzerland. And so I went, you know what? If they're listening in Switzerland, and it'll be great to see, and here they are, they will know what to go see while they're in Switzerland.
Is that why you chose it?
Yes, that's the only reason I chose it's like secret code. In Switzerland.
Listen to the podcast. I'll tell you what's on. Okay. Well, what is happening in the world of Swiss, Mr. Lee?
No worries. So number five is Predator Badlands. Number four is Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere. Number three is Eternity. Number two is Zootopia 2. And number one for the Swiss... Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Oh, I just knew that was going to be there. Had to be, right. So had to be. And it would be a surprise if it wasn't number one, wouldn't it?
Because
it's
going to be correct.
And I have a feeling that that's going to be the same thing for Oz, but I guess we do have to find out officially. So let's do the top five for Oz. Hiranda is coming at number five. That's the Bollywood film.
Yes, correct.
Yep. Number four, and it's always great to see a Bollywood film there. I will say that. So thank you to everyone who gets out and supports it because the Bollywood film industry is huge. So that's great.
Massive.
Number four is Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Number three is Wicked for Good. Number two is Zootopia 2. And number one for Oz. It's Avatar, Fire and Ash.
And can I just say, Zootopia 2 has been number one in Australia for, three or four weeks now?
Very impressive.
Massive movie to knock it off.
Very impressive. No, definitely. So that is your top fives. Mr. Lee, are you ready to put on your dinner suit?
I certainly am. I've got the bow tie ready.
Or is it your birthday suit?
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
I'm so pleased we don't screen this video and put this out on. Oh God!
People just so you're aware, in the studio he is clothed. Okay, so he's not here. He's in his.
We don't want to scare people.
No, exactly. So he is clothed as he gives us the news on Matt Damon.
Yeah, look, this week the first trailer dropped for Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, and this has been a huge secret for a long time. They did not let anyone know what was going on. They didn't know who was in it, anything. But now we can reveal, after the first trailer has dropped, Anne Hathaway's in it, Tom Holland's in it. Of course, Matt Damon is the star. And it's all about a mythical action epic movie, and it is all with Matt Damon as the title character of Odysseus, and it's the brief life of his Trojan War, which includes the iconic Trojan horse. So it is set.
Been lots of talk about this one.
Massive talks about this. And for this to drop so early, because this doesn't come out until July next year.
Wow.
So for a trailer to drop this far off on something this massive, it's very exciting.
Beautiful. Now, Mr. Lee, in the whole 15 years I've known you, we've been doing this podcast or this, been doing radio, whatever it is we did, we've always had run sheets. You have never, ever put a picture or an image in a run sheet until today, and I have a picture of your favourite.
Shalamai.
So
God, that'll Shalamai. Never go away, will it?
No, it certainly won't. Timothy Chalamet. Now, why do I have a picture of Timothy Chalamet on my desk here?
Well, next month we've got his new movie called Marty Supreme dropping. And what they did to make it a huge, huge deal, you know the Sphere in Las Vegas?
Mm.
It's a massive LED lights and it does all those different things. It could be anything that you want. Well, he was actually on top of the Las Vegas Sphere promoting Marty Supreme, and it was huge. And this is the first time anyone's ever done this on top of the Sphere. And in the photo, you can see that he's actually strapped on quite well. So it's not he's not just standing there. He is strapped to metal, would you say? Metal pole and all that?
He's well and truly locked into it. Yeah, it's good.
And on the Sphere, it actually has Marty Supreme and all that. But what a great promotion.
And great trailer too. If you haven't seen the trailer, go and see it. It does look really good. And we were a big fan of Chalamet on this show.
Yeah.
Especially Mr. Lee. Yes, he says it so well. So, yeah, and so I'm looking forward to seeing Marty Supreme when that one drops. And when is that, Mr. Lee? It's
next month on the 22nd.
Great. Okay, lock it in. Mm. Now, the box office has been huge. We mentioned Avatar before, Fire and Ash, 345 mil globally, Mr. Lee. So Zootopia 2 that is just blowing everyone away because we're looking at 1.27 billion.
Yeah, which is absolutely massive. But the first weekend for Avatar Fire and Ash, to take that is incredible. Like, that's a lot of money. People have been waiting for this. And as I said last week, there's two more Avatars to come out. You do have to wait another 4 years and 6 years for the other two. But that's a massive, massive amount. So with the second one, Way of the Water, when it opened, it was 435 mil for the same time frame. So this is really, really good news. So looking forward to the others.
Yeah, well, we were saying off the podcast, a bit of sweet this one for Disney, isn't it? Because, you know, they've had a big win with Zootopia 2, but unfortunately, a movie like Ella McKay.
Yeah. Big flop.
There's no other way to say it, is there?
Nah, there
yeah,
isn't.
Yeah, yeah. Huge, we've got to be, huge flop. Yeah. So, but Disney will be happy with that. At least they've got back some of the money. some of it.
Some of it.
We lost more. Okay, opening up next week, the Pout Pout Fish. This is a family animated movie, Mr. Lee, and a bit of fantasy with this one.
Yeah, it is. It's actually an adventure comedy film. It's directed by Richard Cusso and Rio Harrington. And it is from a book, and it's actually very big. But the thing that I'm impressed with this movie is it's actually a co-production between Australia and the United States, which is, as I said, about the children's book, The Pout Pout Fish, which Deborah Disson actually wrote. And so it's got the voices of Nick Offerman, Miranda Otto, Nassim Hussein, who's a funny guy. He's such a great comedian. I really like it. So that opens on New Year's Day. The other one that I'm looking forward to is Song Sung Blue. And this is the Hugh Jackman movie and Kate Hudson. And they've been out promoting this movie quite big time at the moment. And it is actually based on a true story about a struggling guy. And he performs as Neil Diamond tribute band.
Love a bit of Neil Diamond. Crunchy Granola Sweet.
I was going to say, are you a Neil Diamond?
Yeah,
fan,
yeah,
right?
Crunchy Granola Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline. Yes.
Sweet Caroline. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Great song. Great song. Yeah.
Good karaoke song too.
Perfect. And you know what? Hugh Jackman. Love Hugh Jackman. In a musical type of movie, or in this particular one, like a biographic or some sort of music drama type film, he just nails it every time.
He does. And he is a singer. He's a performer. He's a dancer. He can do anything, can't he? Like, he's an impressive guy, Hugh Jackman. So, yeah, good on him for doing this.
We will talk about those movies next week. We'll be talking about the Mr. Lee in 2026. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
It's scary, all right. I can't believe the year has flown. It's not normal, is it? Like, do years normally fly this?
No.
Is it the older you get, they just go quicker?
I think so, yeah. This year's just gone so fast. So a massive show next week. We will be getting together to take a look at some of these great movies and, what's on the cards for 2026. But tomorrow, Mr. Lee, that's a big one tomorrow as well, because tomorrow it's our official 2025 year in review. We look at the biggest movies of the year, but also
the flops of the year, the worst movies of the year. And I'm sure everyone will go, yeah, I remember this one. I remember that one.
Mm.
So I think people will be with us in the same.
I still have no idea what's number one. No idea at all. So,
that's good.
Yeah.
I've kept it a secret for a while.
You have? I don't know. I'm thinking like Wicked might be up there. I'm thinking like Wicked, thinking Avatar, maybe Zootopia might be up there somewhere too. So it would be interesting to see.
It will be, yeah. And we'll see whether you're right or not.
Well, that drops tomorrow when Mr. Lee and I enjoy Boxing Day together again for another year as well. So we don't want taking a break, do we, Mr. Lee? No. But before we go, we should be doing some Christmas presents. We'll do our presents quickly. Do you want to just...
Let me just open mine up.
Oh, now here we go. Now, I just want to talk you through this, okay? So
okay, right. All right,
so
as I'm opening them.
All right, so what do you think? Now, this here... I've got you some socks here, okay? Do you like those?
I do. I like the socks. They're very nice. I like socks. And why is it I always get socks every year?
Well, why? Can you just tell everyone what's on the socks, please?
Okay. Oh, dear. Your face is on the socks.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute is that?
You like
that's
that?
So good.
Yeah. I thought way you can have me on your feet. I don't know. That might not be a good idea, was it?
No. Because you know what? I could put them upside down and I could walk on you.
Yeah, but nobody sees me. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I should have got you a shirt. Yeah.
With your face all over it.
I should have done that, eh? Yep. And I've also got you a book here, Mr. Lee. Now, because...
Ooh.
Yeah, I got you a book. Because you're always away from your office, actually. You're never at work. I got you a book called... 101 Ways to Avoid Responsibility. So have a good read of that.
I will. A lot of it might be true.
No. Your New Year's resolution is to be at work more next year, okay?
Yeah. And you know what? I've already started acting on that now.
So. Oh, good. I look forward to that.
No big holidays next year, so no big holidays.
All right, Mr. Lee, my turn.
Okay, here we are, passing it over to you. And please don't take offense to it.
What is this? Oh my god.
Oh,
is this hair gel, Mr. Lee? You know what? I've actually still got some hair, okay? So
You've actually got a little bit more hair than me, but you're gonna be like me one day, and I thought you better enjoy your hair gel just before it goes.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lee. I do appreciate it. I will get lots of use out of that. Thank you very much. You know what? At least that way, when I go to Christmas lunch today, I'm going to look really good. So thank you very much.
Nan might be able to go, wow, that looks good.
Yeah. And I was telling her I bought it. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lee. You enjoy your gifts.
Thank you.
Make sure you show them
thank
around.
Thank you. I really like my socks and my book. Thank you. I'll start studying that sometime in the new year.
Before we have more time off. Love it. Love it. Before we go, Mr. Lee, we're done. But we're going to get out of here. We're going to leave you on our best or worst bits of 2025 as we take a look back at Talking Flicks. It's been a great year, Mr. Lee.
It has. Thank you so much, JT. I really appreciate it. It's been a great year with you.
Let's roll the tape. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll catch you tomorrow for our 2025 year in review. Oh, I've been waiting for this week because there is a big movie out that you and I think we've got to go and see together. I think it's a must.
We do. And yeah. I'm going to film you at the end after the movie because you're not allowed to film during the movie. No, because I want to see if you have tears.
As if you care. Oh, my God. No, I'm going to get bugged out nice and early this week. As if you care. You haven't filmed in the cinema. You're the same kind of guy who doesn't take snacks into the cinemas. Oh, no, I reckon.
Correct.
I reckon you do.
No, I don't. I always buy my snacks from the candy bar. It doesn't matter what cinema I'm at. I'm always doing that. So, yeah.
Mr. Lee, congratulations on your renos. I just want to congratulate on that because they look amazing. Well done.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. I have to say we've had Red Chair Interiors who have been designed the whole thing. Georgie there, brilliant. Carpet Choice, they laid all our carpet tiles for us. They did a great job. Very happy. So a good shout out to those people because they have done a great job.
Well, I didn't ask for a speech. I was just congratulating you on the work. Jeez. Yeah, well, this was the Oscars. You get buzzed off.
The words are just not coming out.
See, I may have said Lilo, okay, but you've made about 50 errors in the
yes,
last
I have.
10
I,
minutes.
Yes.
No. But that's a regular week for you. So let's do some top fives.
He's up in the upper rank of demons in a desperate fight as the battle against Muzuku begins. Oh, gee, I struggle with those words,
you just
don't I?
Sold that so well. That's the movie did. I want to go and see. Should have put the Japanese trailer. It would have made more sense.
What would you do, JT? What would you have as your montage song?
I reckon something like from Eminem. Something from like 5 Mile or something like that. Is it 5 Mile?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Eight Mile.
Yeah. 8 Mile, there you go.
8 Mile. Well, you're only 3 miles.
3 miles off.
Then December 7, you're taking Nan to Andre Rue's 2025 Christmas concert. Merry Christmas, aren't you?
Yeah, I will. You're
going to do it?
Well, yeah. I haven't taken to anything else this year. No. I mean, she had the bowls last time. That was a good excuse. Yeah. But I'll take it to this one because you'll get me some free tickets. So that's a Christmas
yes,
present done. Thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
You're cheap.
Do you want us to talk more about 1975 for you next week? Do you want to? We'll break
yeah, that'd
it down.
Be good.
You have your own little
yeah,
segment next week, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
you do
that'd
1975.
Be great.
Yeah, what was happening then? Yep.
That would be great. Thank
and
you.
And while you're doing that, I'll be Facebooking. So,
which is very 2020, isn't it?
That's 2010. Right. Yeah. You know what, though, Mr. Lee? How good is this? What a great name, Snoop Dogg. Now, what would you call yourself? What do you reckon your cute name would be if you could pick one? You'd have to have one well, name, right. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't have a clue. A lot of people just call me Grantley. So. Ooh. Oh, I like that.
G-Dog,
yeah. G-Dog,
yeah. G-Dog. Yeah.
What about you?
J-Dog. G-Dog and J-Dog. Oh, we've got this happening, Miss Lee. We know it. Poor Lily. I don't think we got one last week.
No, unfortunately. I think it was probably not her forte of movies.
Was it not her forte of movies, or was it your questions?
No, it wouldn't be my questions, JT. Not at all.
Never.
No, come on, you know Benoit.
Oh, well, there was
you Benoit Blanc?
Oh, I've got no idea what that shit question is, to be entirely honest. So, as I said, you know what, you're just lucky I didn't give Lily a point just for that.
Oh, it would, yeah, because I know JT, he would be a natural at it. You would just be straight into it. You know exactly your lines. You would know exactly what you're doing, all on a green screen.
Mm. What did you say? Sorry, I was just tuned out for a second there.
It's too funny.
Now, you know I'd nail it, Mr. Lee. You know I'd nail it.
Yeah, you
every time. Like,
yeah, me? No, I don't think so. And he lost all that weight as well as what McConaughey. I couldn't get it out. There you go.
Next week.
Thank God this is not live.
Next week he'll just be Matthew.
It will too.
Well, Mr. Lee, at least your favourite movie, Brokeback Mountain, got a run in Western, so... Yeah.
Well, I was trying to fit it in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. That's on the agenda for the weekend, isn't it? He still has it on DVD, Cameron.
I got a special video made of it, so there you go.
Yeah, now,
VHS.
There's some things you can keep to yourself, Mr. Lee. Do you reckon we'll still be doing the podcast in 22 years, Mr. Lee?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm what?
Probably from your nursing home.
Yeah, probably I will be with my walking frame and everything. Yep. I remember 50 years ago. God, no. Oh, definitely not. I think we'll be well and truly gone by then, JT. As in, onto other things.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, I thought I'd better just in case. Yeah, sorry. Have a great weekend yourself, JT.
I'll do my best. We'll go now. I mean, we've been pretty nice to each other today, haven't we?
We have. End it now, please, before something happens. Let's go.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.